Today on Older and Wiser.
How much space do you need to live comfortably? Why some folks are going super small.
We'll reveal 5 kinds of emails you may be sending and not realize you're being rude. Plus, how to stop front porch package thieves.
Also, how do you feel about those grocery store self-checkouts? Do they really speed things up?
That and more today on Older and Wiser. Hey folks, I'm Bob Bass along with Susan Sikora up in the San Francisco Bay Area. How's the weather up there today?
It's foggy. I'm glad you asked. It's like pea soup out there right now.
I love San Francisco weather. It's so cool. It's like dramatic.
It's cool.
Every day is something new.
Yes.
As always, we are exploring public opinion surveys, and today we start with those self-checkouts at the grocery store. What do you think of those? Do you like them or do you avoid them, Susan?
You know what? I'm neutral. I used it one time and I screwed it up, of course. Well, either that or I think I used it when it was super brand new and there was a person who was assigned to make sure that people were not going to mess it up and hold up the line.
Yeah.
So I, you know, right away she swooped in and said, okay, do this and do that and do the other thing. And, oh, here we go.
They do like to help you and it almost kind of annoys me. In fact, I feel as an older person, they target me and say, sir, do you need any help? Kind of like, yeah, I can figure it out. You know, I'm a little insulted.
The person helping is also older.
In a random survey of 400 U.S. grocery shoppers, 78% said it's usually faster to just go through a line that's got a cashier. Mm-hmm. I kind of agree. It doesn't necessarily make my checkout experience any faster unless there's a long line at the cashier.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, and like around the holidays, everybody's been standing on long lines, even if you went in to get, you know, a dozen eggs or something. But I'm not sure which takes longer. I would assume if there's not that many people there and there's less people using the self-checkouts that those would go faster.
We were traveling to London where they're almost exclusively self-checkout. I mean, they don't even have cashiers. So you don't have a choice. When you're going to the grocery store, you literally have to do it yourself, which really puts the pressure on, you know, to do it, to figure it out, where are all the buttons and how do I do this right? Because there's somebody behind me anxious to get out of the store. And unlike the cashier who, if she's slow, you can look back and go, cashier's kind of slow. Yeah. You're the one responsible for holding up the line. I sort of don't like that part of it.
I wouldn't want to hold somebody up either, but I think probably I would try it again on a day when it's slow and there's not other people using that. I might try it again just to see. I feel kind of neutral about it. I mean, it's sort of, you're doing everything yourself. I already did all the shopping. Can somebody like put the stuff in the bag for me?
Speaking of bags, here in California, you know, we've had a bag law that they want to cut down on the number of plastic bags was the original idea.
That's been for a while, sure.
So they started charging 10 cents a bag to try to get people to stop using bags. And interestingly enough, even with a little 10 cent charge, people were good about bringing their own bags and all of that. But at the self-checkouts, they didn't have any bags. So if you didn't bring a bag and you're at the self-checkout, you had to wander around asking someone for a bag or could you sell me a bag? Oh, it was ugly for a good 6 months at our local grocery store. It was hard.
See, I usually take my bag in, and I got into that habit because of, I hate to say it, wait for it, Trader Joe's. They used to do a thing where if you brought your bag, this was long before they started this, you know, bag ban, and if you brought your own bag in, they would let you put your name in for a $25 grocery gift certificate drawing that week. I never won. But it got me in the habit.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
I mean, so by the time the bag ban came, it did make a bit of difference to me because I was not taking bags for a long time anyway, thanks to Trader Joe's.
All right, moving on to our next topic. Here are 5 rude emails you send without realizing it.
Well, give me the examples of what they are.
Okay, so one of the things that's not very nice to say in the headline of an email is ASAP or urgent. It's kind of like it's pushy. You know what I'm saying?
She is pushy, except that the only time I've done that is usually when it is urgent. But of course, again, that brings it back to me and not the person receiving it.
Well, do you capitalize? Do words all caps or ever? That's kind of considered aggressive.
Very rarely. And if I capitalize something, it's usually because I would emphasize it if I were speaking.
Yeah.
But so there's, I send many emails through the course of a day or a week or what have you that.
Did you smiley faces?
I don't like it
when you send a smiley face.
No, once in a while I do the two dots and the parentheses.
Do you ever reply to someone with a terse little response like got it or noted? Or
yes, and only if it's a good friend and casual, like I'll see you at 5:30 for dinner. Okay.
Just an okay.
Let you know that I know.
Okay, would you ever just say the letters okay? Or would you say
if it was a good friend and it was casual?
And they know you're not being a fan. I just sort of feel like you need to fluff it up a little. If they say, okay, we'll see you there at 5:30, and your response should be okay, comma. See you there! Exclamation mark.
Well, you know what? It depends too on what they're doing.
I find that I grow accustomed to the style of different friends. Like some people write a certain way, and I'm not offended by it. I just go whatever. No.
I think it's more conversational. It's certainly more conversational than a more formal conversation you'd have in an interview, or even write in a professional letter or a note. And I think you pick up the tone. You know, you certainly have a tone with some friends that's different than other friends.
What if somebody sends you a link they want you to look at, and
and
then they respond by saying "got it." Do you think that's rude, or do you think they should have said, "Oh, this looks interesting. I'll have to take a look at it."
No, when I send a link to somebody, if they respond, I assume they had time to look at it and they either enjoyed it or didn't, and let me know that. If they didn't respond, maybe they're going to look at it later. I get a lot.
So no response is better than a brief terse response.
Well, I think so, because you can assume that somebody's going to maybe do it later. It doesn't work for them right now, or maybe they haven't seen their email yet. Everybody's not sitting there looking at their email every minute. I mean, it seems like that. Now it's the phones, but
moving on now to our next subject. This comes. This is a survey that was done by Houzz, Houzz, and I believe they specialize in building smaller homes, maybe even tiny homes. You've seen that show, Tiny Homes, on TV?
I have seen those.
It's pretty cool. I think I could live in one of those little places.
No, I'll tell you why you can't.
Well, because I'm 6'4". Maybe that's why.
Well, that's part of it, although you could probably build it higher. The problem with those things is that they take up less of a footprint, so you have to go up usually for the bedroom or the sleeping area.
Yeah.
And in most sleeping areas, in those that I've seen anyway, and I'm sure they build them differently now too, but there's probably variations. You cannot stand up there, or you have to climb a ladder or stairs.
Yeah. And so for older people, climbing a ladder might not be so good. I think they're cozy, cool. I love the idea. I'm sure I'd fill it full of junk too fast. You got to be real neat in there. But the survey asked 200 homeowners who live in dwellings 1,000 square feet or smaller. Okay. That's not really that's small. I mean, that's like a nice size two-bedroom apartment, right? 1,000 square feet?
Well, 1,000 square feet is bigger than what I've got right now. I'm renting something, and it's about 600.
Okay. So you could have been a part of this survey. These are people that were asked how they feel about living in a smaller space, and 58% said it was easy to relax. Mm-hmm. 42% said they found it easy to keep smaller spaces clean.
That's true.
Do you find that with a smaller space?
Yes, I think you have to keep after it a little more, only because the dust comes in from outside and, you know, there's fewer spaces for it to land on. So maybe it piles up faster. I don't know. And it also may be because I have a kitty cat. But I mean, I'll vacuum at least every other day, and dusting I'm a little weak on. And you know what? Too bad.
I mean, how much space do we really need?
A lot less than you've got. I mean, you look at the people who were, let's say, lost everything in the fires in Sonoma. I mean, they're grieving that they don't have all their stuff, but a lot of them are smart enough to know I'm alive.
Right.
I can create a new space. Maybe I don't need something as big. And while that doesn't make them happy because of what they went through to get to this spot in life, they may find that once everything settles and they get settled in a new place, they may be happier with less things.
That's really an interesting scenario. These very, very wealthy people with these sprawling properties lose them in a fire. It'd be interesting to know what their plan is for, you know, restarting their lives.
Yes,
yeah. Are they gonna go for the big ranch style house again, or are they thinking maybe they didn't ever really need all that?
Well, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people probably, if they have young families or a lot of children or a lot of family nearby, you know, cousins and so forth, and you all get together, that's one thing. If you're retired and your kids are up and out, they're out of college or they're into college and they're ready to go on and do other stuff, and you don't have that many out of town visitors very often at all, you no longer need a place that has a dedicated guest room and a dedicated guest bathroom.
And it's a lot of pressure to take off of your shoulders to just have less. Less is not worse. Less can be better. It really
less
can
be. Less is more manageable, I can say that. As long as you get rid of the stuff.
Now, according to this survey, there is a negative to living in a small space, of course. 55% of respondents reported that they found it difficult to host visitors, of course. Mm-hmm. You don't say, come stay over at my house. There's an advantage to that, of course. I'm just saying, you don't have to host visitors. You know, you could say, I don't have room. The other thing is that they found it difficult finding a place to store things.
Well, the second part you can fix, and that is to get rid of things.
Get
and that's
rid
part
of
too,
things.
But as I said, at some point, you know, we're all headed that way. That's it.
I'm getting a mobile home. I think that's what. And I'm gonna hook it up to a pickup truck, and I'm gonna traverse the country, sleep in the back.
Well, if you're gonna get a mobile home, you mean one on wheels?
Why not an RV? Just live in an RV.
There, well, a lot of people are doing that. Because they don't want to be in any one place. Yeah. And if you have family all over the country, you can go see them when the weather's good and when you feel like it. And when you don't, when you've had enough, you can say, well, I'm moving on.
Okay. As we move to our next survey, 1/3 of Americans have had packages stolen from their front porch, according to a survey from Xfinity Home Indoor Outdoor Camera Company. Sounds like they're trying to sell some security cameras, but...
Yeah, thanks.
I think the point is still very interesting that these days with Amazon delivery, they just drop things off at your front porch. Thieves follow the Amazon truck around and they go grab your package off the front porch. I don't like that. I really don't.
No. I don't either. I've not had that experience. I'm in a situation where it would be unlikely because I live above a business, basically, and there's always somebody there.
Well, you know, they're coming out now with lock boxes that can bolt into the front of your house, and you've got the UPS guy or the Amazon guy has a code that's literally on the pack, printed on the label of the package. Mm-hmm. So when they get it, they punch in the code, put the box into the lock box. And I mean, I think that's kind of a good solution. I just don't know that we want locked box. It's ugly to have people.
Well, and it depends on how much stuff you're ordering. I mean, if you order stuff on a very regular basis and maybe you're in business and the business is out of your home, then you might want to consider something that's a little fancier in terms of a security system. But I mean, otherwise, if you order the occasional, I don't know, item from anywhere online and it arrives, I don't know.
We've got a security camera on the front door of our house.
Oh, okay.
And we got a couple actually, but the one is made by a company called Ring, where it's like the doorbell as well, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so when there's motion at the front door, it signals your cell phone and it shows a picture of the what's at the front door, and you can talk to them on your phone, like if you wanted to. I just don't know if that's a deterrent at all to thieves these days. I think they just they don't care if you've got a camera or you don't have a camera. I think they just.
I always wonder though, because I mean, if you're getting a delivery and it says on it, you know, Vizio TV, and it's a big. big box.
I know, right.
Okay, I know what's in there. But I'm thinking, you know, if you get a box of, you know, underpants. Or
I know, what's this? Why risk it, right? Why risk it? Why?
Oh, my gosh. I can see a lot of thieves having a lot of stuff, and then they're going to have to get rid of those to downsize, you know.
To me, the only advantage of the security camera would be if one of my neighbors picked it up for me so that it wouldn't sit on my front porch and I could see them do it so I'd know which neighbor picked it up, or I'd realize it's okay and no one stole it. But I don't really think that my little video recording of some random person stealing a package off my front porch is going to get that guy arrested. I don't think that they ever would follow up on that or ever be able to arrest anybody. You know, I don't know. Seems kind of silly to me in a way. Now, here's a question for you. Walmart had a little plan last September. I don't know if they're still planning to do it, but it's kind of an interesting idea, where they will deliver groceries to your house, and then the delivery person will actually come into your house while you're not there, put your groceries into the refrigerator and into the cabinets, and then leave.
Oh,
what do you think?
No, thank you. First of all, I don't need the guy bringing my broccoli to turn out to be Jack the Ripper or Jack the Snooper or Peeping Tom or whatever it is. No, I mean,
well, they do have a little safety. They do have a little safety thing involved in this. And along with this service, you get a little camera that's connected to the lock on the front door. And apparently it covers the area from your front door to your refrigerator, and you can watch the guy go in, put the stuff in, and exit the property, and then lock the door on the way out. That seems like a lot of work to get groceries.
I don't like the idea of somebody strange being able to access my house. To me, that still feels like a break-in.
Weird, right? No, I don't like it.
A break-in with vegetables, but still a break-in.
The only thing would be great is if they want to come in and put the food in the refrigerator, then they have to clean out the refrigerator.
And oh, you are doing
it. You might as well. While you're there... Get rid of the rotting celery at the bottom of the...
Yeah, tell it to the moon. Forget it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's about it for us today. Thanks for joining us.
We're glad you listened. Join us again and visit us at olderandwiser.com.